Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wayne Cage. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield, who is chasing the ball. Dade reaches third base with a triple. Bonds scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landreau. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hartzell, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Verizer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dade strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cage takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive towards first. Jackson catches it and steps on first to double up Cage. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartzell covering, for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bonds strikes out. There goes Verizer. The throw from Weiniger to second, and Verizer is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Sofield moves to second. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-2 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cage scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Adams scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Date hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall fires to first and has Manning trapped. There's the throw to Wilfong, who tags Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox pinch hits for Toby Hara. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing third base. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. One out. John Castano pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dade. Randall reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.